Hello, MQ fans. Thank you very much for attending this presentation, which is called MQ PubSub Durable Subscribers. And let's go to the next page, page number two. This presentation is a continuation of two presentations, MQ PubSub Non-Durable Topics and Subscribers, and MQ PubSub Topic 3 and Security. In this presentation, we will talk about durable subscribers, which are administrative objects that survive a restart of the queue manager. They are also called unmanaged subscribers, in contrast to non-durable subscribers that are also called managed subscribers. Let's go to page number three. Talk about two scenarios. Why do we want to use durable subscribers? There are more scenarios, but these are two main ones. Scenario number one, you want to have a subscriber that receives published messages for a topic. So far, so good. But if the queue manager is restarted and if the subscriber is reconnected to the queue manager, you want the subscriber to continue to receive published messages for the topic. For example, you have a publisher that is publishing, has published three messages. Then you have a subscriber sub one receives three messages and consumes them, and then there is a queue manager restart. The publisher resumes publishing two more messages, and you want the sub one, the subscriber, to resume and to receive the two more messages. That's a scenario in which you want the subscription to survive the restart of the queue manager. Okay. Let's go to page number four. Scenario number two. It is similar to the scenario one, but the subscriber application ends, but remains subscribed, and the queue manager is still running. There is no restart of the queue manager. Again, the queue manager is running. You have a subscriber that has been so far receiving published messages, but for some reason you want to stop the subscriber, maybe for maintenance of the box or whatever, and then you restart the subscriber. Again, the queue manager keeps going on, and you want the subscriber to resume receiving the messages that are being published. Then in the example, for example, we have a publisher that publishes 10 messages. The subscriber is receiving those 10 messages. Then the subscriber stops. The queue manager continues working. The publisher publishes three more messages, and the subscriber resumes and receives three more messages, okay? Those are the scenarios that we want to talk about. Let's go to page five. Let's talk about what are the pitfalls on why we cannot use the non-durable. Now, let's pretend that we could do things with non-durable, and let's see what are the shortcomings, the limitations for using non-durables, okay? We select the topics folder, and then we, from the list of topics, let's select a topic object, let's say sales, and then right-click, and we'll bring the test publication. We open that dialog, and we open again context menu and select test subscription, and now we have two windows, two dialogues, one for publishing a message and the other is for the subscribe. And now we go to the publish, and we provide three messages, and then we go to the subscribe, and then we see that we are receiving those messages. Then so far the first part of the scenario seems fine. Everything is working fine. Now let's go to page number six. And what we are going to do is, let's show from running QSC, let's use the command called tp status for topic status on the topic string called sales, and the type is sub for subscription. Now notice the sub ID, and let me just indicate that ends with 0320, okay? It's indicated here, there is one attribute says that it's not durable, the subtype is API, and the number of messages is 3. Those are the main attributes that I want you to notice. Let's go to page number 7. And now we are going to take a look at the subscription, and we'll use the display sub, and we provide the sub ID that we got in the page before. And then what we want to see is that the destination is a system managed, not durable queue. And let's see that it ends with EA6B. And we see that the destination class is managed, is not durable, and the subtype is API. Okay, now let's go to page number 8. In this moment, now that we have taken these snapshots of the TP status and the subscription, then let's stop the queue manager and restart. Or we can stop the application and restart, and we re-enable the dialogues, and so far looks fine. It seems that everything is okay. But let's take a look. We'll do this the previous steps of display TP status and then display sub. And what we notice is that the new sub ID, it is different. The old one, it was 596CEA0320, and the new one is 5973EA0320. I mean, this is a different sub ID, it's a different subscriber. And if we issue the display sub, we'll see that the manage destination queue is also different. And if we look at the, for example, the number of messages, it will be also different because it's a new subscription. Then basically, we didn't get a durable subscriber here because we are getting a different ID, different number of messages, different destination queue. Then we need to use something else in order to do what we wanted in our original scenario. Let's go to page number 10. To address the scenarios, it is necessary to create a durable subscription. And there are two options, and we'll explore these options in this presentation. The first one is managed. It's the same idea as the managed for the non-durable subscriptions, which means the queue manager will create a permanent dynamic queue. When using non-durable subscriptions, the queue manager created a temporary dynamic queue. The difference now is because we want it to be durable, then the dynamic queue will be permanent, okay? And the queue manager will manage, in a sense, it will put things there and so on. And when the subscriber ends and gets deleted, then the queue manager, because it's a managed destination queue, will go ahead and remove and delete that destination queue. Okay? Then it's very convenient. You don't have to worry about a destination queue. The queue manager will manage for you. Now, there are some other situations in which you would like to keep the queues that you wanted for the durable subscribers, because maybe you have another application that will come later on in order to read the messages. In that case, what you need to do is you need to create a local queue, and then you are going to manage, and it's called provided. The user will define the queue, and the queue will not be deleted if the subscriber ends. The queue manager will not touch that queue, will not try to empty it, will not do anything. The only thing that the queue manager will do is just add new messages into that queue, and that's it. It is up to you, because you own that provided queue, to use it, to clean it, to delete it when it's not in use, and so on. Then if you are not getting the messages, eventually maybe it will fill up. But it's your responsibility. The queue manager will not do anything. The queue manager will just handle that as business as usual for the other queues. Let's go to page 11. And this shows how you can create a durable subscription. You go to the navigation panel, right-click on subscriptions, and then new and subscription, and then you will get a dialogue. Let's go to page 12. And in this case, you can specify two ways the topic. One is to use the topic name. In this case, is uppercase sales. We have that object we created in a previous presentation. And there is another possibility. You may want, just if you don't have a topic object, you can just go to the topic string field and enter the topic string that you want. For example, sales / Central America. We don't have a topic object for that. And or sales / Canada. We don't have another a topic object for that. Then you can define this on the fly. And then when you go down, you have to make sure that the destination class is managed or provided. The default is provided because it is most of the time the durable subscriptions will use a provided queue. However, and that's the reason it's the default, but it's perfectly fine to use managed. But again, it depends on the requirements of your overall workflow and application and what you want to do. Okay, in this case, we are going to create a subscription that we'll call it Sub M1 and is using a topic name sales, which is associated to the topic string of sales in lowercase, and the destination class is managed. Then we'll go to page number 13 and we'll do this is using Run MQSC. And I'm going to use a different name for the subscription in order to have two subscriptions. And I will call it Sub M2. And again, the same thing. The topic object is sales and destination class is managed. And this is what it looks like. One thing that I wanted to show you is because we decided that it's managed, in the destination field, you will see that it's a system managed durable dot something, the name, okay? And there is a field called dest class for destination class. It says that it's managed. The durable field is yes. And the subtype means admin. Admin means that it was defined using Run MQSC or using the MQ Explorer. Okay. Let's go to page 14. And this is an example of another a subscription that is durable using manage, but this time we are specifying the topic string directly, okay? We are not using a topic object. Same idea, okay? Let's go to page 15. And this is just one more example in which we can create how to do a definition of the subscriber using a topic string. And is again, it's business as usual in the sense of you are getting the proper attributes and so on. I wanted to give you different combinations. Okay, let's go to page number 16. And now let's do our test again. Let's open the test dialogues. We are going to do a published test message and the subscription. And remember that this subscriber using the test dialogue from the MQ Explorer is non-durable. And on purpose, I wanted to have also a non-durable. In that way, we can compare when we see the list of subscriptions and so on. Let's go to page 17. Okay, what I'm doing here is I selected the topics folder and then say right-click on topic status. And we can see that under the sales topic, we have different subtopics. But also in the row for sales, we see that we have three subscribers and one publisher. And I'm trying to explain here what that means. The publisher is the test publication dialog using the MQ Explorer. The subscribers, we have one test subscription dialog from MQ Explorer. And then we have two durable subscribers, Sub M1 and Sub M2. That's the reason the count there for subscribers is three. It's taking into account all subscribers, regardless if they are non-durable or durable, regardless if you are using managed or provided queues. It doesn't matter. If you are a subscriber, you get into this counter. Now, if we spend more fine-tune. Let's go to the next row. And we have a row for sales slash Mexico. And there is one durable subscription that is sub M3, okay? And finally, we have another row for sales USA that is also one durable sub M4, okay? Then again, I wanted to give you variety that all those things are treated underlined is the same way. Let's go to page 18. Now, I wanted to take advantage of show you how to bring some of the attributes in MQ Explorer that are far too way on the right side. They are hidden from in the screen. I mean, because they are too much on the right side. And what I like to do in some cases, I go at the bottom. There is something called a scheme standard for subscriptions dash distributed. And then at the end, there is a little, just at the end, on the right side, there is a little doohickey. If you click on that doohickey, let's go to page 19, you will see an option that says edit current scheme. And once you click it, then you will see another dialog that I didn't show in the presentation. And you can arrange some of the columns. I like to move some of the columns closer that are visible, otherwise they are invisible and I have to scroll always all the time and I don't like that. Page 20. Okay, for example, I move the destination class, the durable destination name, etc. from the right side, I move them closer to the center of the screen. Now, let's take a look at what we get here for the subscriptions. The first row, the one that is highlighted, under the subscription name, there is nothing. Why? Because this is an on-the-fly subscription. This is from the test dialog. And when we see also topic name, this is the topic object, okay? The topic string is sales, the destination class is managed, and is durable? No, it's not durable. And then we see what is the destination name, which is the queue. And this is a queue that is it's called systemmanaged.endurable and some numbers. And it is a temporary dynamic queue. Page 21. Page 21, okay, now we'll have, I wanted to show a few more things. The non-durable subscription has a type of API, which means that it is created by application. While the durable ones have a type of admin, which means that we're created using commands such as define subscription or using run MQSC or with the MQ Explorer. Also notice that the subscription ID is different for each of the subscriptions. Let's go to page 22. Regarding the destination queues, for non-durable subscriptions, the model queue that is used is system.ndurable.model.queue. And an example of a temporary dynamic queue, it is shown below, system.manage.ndurable.something, okay? For durable subscriptions, we use the model queue of system.durable.model.queue. And what is generated is a permanent dynamic queue, and a real name from the in this presentation is system.manage.durable.x. And below, and in the chart below, I'm including some real examples from the scenarios. And let's go to page 23. Let's talk more about the manage dynamic queues. Again, for non-durable, I'm using the display QL for system manage, and I specify the name that was given in page 22. And one thing that I would like for you to notice is that the def type is temp-dyn, temporary dynamic, okay? And notice also the description. The description is, it says model for managed queues for non-durable subscriptions. This field is inherited from the system non-durable.modeled queue. The bottom of the screen shows the equivalent for the durable, the permanent dynamic, And let's take a look at the deaf type is PERM-DYN, which is permanent dynamic. And again, the description is different. It says durable subscriptions. It is inherited from the model queue. And let's go to page 24. Up to now, we have seen durable subscriptions that use managed queues. Again, a managed queue is one that the queue manager will create and eventually will delete. But in the next few slides, we are going to use, we'll create a durable subscription in which we provide the queue. Then we start the same dialogues, and let's go to page 25. We get the same dialogue in which we fill, for example, the topic name will be, this is the object, is the sales, but the destination class, it will be provided. And then what we require to enter is the destination name, which is the queue. In this case, is a queue called Q sub P1. For queue, for subscription, provided one. That I just made up the name. Okay. And that's page 25. Let's go to page 26. On purpose, there is a typo, okay? And we'll fix it later on, if it slides later on, because I want to show you a really scenario. It doesn't happen too often, but just handled a PMR recently in which the techniques here were used, okay? Now, let's create another subscription instead of sub P1, which we already created in a previous slides. It will be sub P2. Again, the topic name is the object, is sales. The destination class is provided. And the destination name, or the queue, here is the mistake on purpose, is Q sub P1. Oh, we really wanted to do Q sub P2, but we made a mistake and we just went ahead and created the subscription. The destination queue can be shared by different subscriptions. That's fine. The queue manager doesn't care. Let's go to page 27. I wanted to show you the refreshed list of subscriptions, and we have two ones at the bottom. And notice that the destination class for the last two rows is provided. And the destination name, it is the same, but ideally we wanted to have subscription 1 using Q1 and the subscription 2 using Q2, but there was a mistake in our commands, and both subscriptions are pointing to just Q1. And that's a valid scenario for some customers. They want to have multiple subscriptions pointing to the same destination queue, and that's fine. But in this particular one, I wanted to have a corresponding of 1-to-1. Let's go to page 28. Okay. So far, we have not caught the mistake. Therefore, we have these subscriptions, and we have two queues, and well, two provided queues, and so on. And what I want to show you is this is from the windows for the queues. Let's concentrate on the column that says current queue depth, and all the numbers are 0. It means that all our queues are empty. Then let's go to page 29. Now we publish one message only, and then we refresh the view of queues, and let's see what we get in the current queue depth. And we notice that there are only 3 rows that have a number that is not 0. The first row is Q sub P1, the subscriber number 1 that is durable, and it has number 2. But the other queue, the second row, it has 0. Then probably this could give us a hint that, hey, maybe I made a mistake in the definition of the subscribers, because I have now 2 messages, and I wanted 1 message in one queue and another message in the other queue. Now, but below, we see also some of the managed queues. We see that we have a 1 in the third row, and in the fifth row, we have another 1, but the other ones are 0. Is there a way to better understand what's going on, well, let's go to page 30. Okay, then this is the topic of the slide shows you the summary that we have two messages in the Q sub P1Q, and we have one message in two manage durable queues. Okay, and it says, okay, how do we find out? The question is, given a queue name, how to find the corresponding durable subscription? And the answer is, you can use run MQSC with the following query. And I wanted to use concrete examples instead of just giving you the generic name. I wanted to use things that you will see results, in a sense. Now, the command is this, display sub, parentheses, asterisk, parentheses. So far, so good. It means show me all the subscriptions. But here's the one that maybe is new for some of you. It is the keyword where. Open parentheses, dest, it is the destination attribute, and then a space, and here is the logical operator. It is EQ for equal, and we have NE for not equal, and if there are numbers, it will be GE for greater than equal, and things like that. And then, because this is a string, we have to put it in single quotes, that's the string name, and we put the name of the queue. Then basically is, show me all the subscriptions where the destination is equal to Q sub P1. And this is case sensitive, the string, okay? Then we'll get two entries. And in this particular scenario, one entry is for sub P1 and the other is sub P2. Both of them have a destination, the same destination. This is how you can find out which are the subscriptions that are using a destination queue. Let's go to page 31. Using the same idea, we are doing the same idea of the destination equals to the system manage durable, and we find out that one is the sub M2, the subscription, and the other subscription is sub M1. And let's go to page 32. Okay, we know now that the following subscriptions receive messages: sub P1, sub P2, sub M1, sub M2. I'm sorry, that's page 32. Now, based on these queues and subscriptions, what is the topic string associated with them? And well, we have to use display sub, and the name of our instead of just asterisk, I can use just asterisk. It will show me all the subscriptions, but because I have this naming convention that my subscriptions begin with sub, I can just say sub and the asterisk, and I want to specify the topic string, and I will see the different entries, and I will see that the topic string is sales. I highlighted the ones that use that topic string sales. But for example, the second topic subscription that is mentioned here is sub M3, but the topic string is sales Mexico. Well, it just happens to be part of the output of the query, but I was not interested in that one. I want just the topic string sales. Let's go to page 33. Let's use a sample AMQSBCG to browse, which is a non-destructive GET, to see the contents of the destination queues. For example, AMQSBCG, Q sub P1, that's the name of the queue, and then the name of the queue manager. And we'll get two messages. This is the queue that is a destination for two of the subscribers. Let's take a look at the first message, and I'm just showing the main data. The message descriptor, I'm showing you the message ID and then the correlation ID and the payload. And then let's go to page 34, and I'm looking at the second message, And I see that the message ID is also different. The rest of the attributes will be the same. The payload is the same. Then basically the comparison is both messages have the same payload. It was for sales. It was the same message that was published. The contents is the same. However, most of the things for the message descriptor are also the same, but there are two fields that are really different. The most important one is really that the message ID is different. If we have one publisher and 100 subscribers, there will be 100 copies of the message, same contents, but each message will have a unique message ID. In this case, I'm showing you that one message had the number 75 embedded there, and the other is in the same location. Instead of 75, is 76. Again, different message IDs. Let's go to page 35. And this is just to show you from what the message look like from other destination queues. Okay, let's go to page 36. Let's return to the issue that the destination queue, Q sub P1, has two messages, but Q sub P2 has zero messages. And the queue received one message for each of the subscriptions that use the queue as a destination queue. Again, subscriber 1 is associated with Q1. Subscriber 2 incorrectly was associated to Q1. When the message was published, two copies of the message were generated, one for each subscriber, but they landed in the same queue. Let's go to page 37. Now, let's correct the mistake now that we understood what was the mistake. And the mistake was that the subscriber P2 had the wrong destination. Now we can use the alter subscriber in running QSC to correct the mistake, or we can use MQ Explorer and correct the mistake. Let's go to page 38. Now that we corrected the mistake, any future messages will be using the proper destination queue. Again, we wanted to have one-to-one correspondent. But now we have the the issue. The Q1 has two messages. One is the proper one for that message, and the other shouldn't be there. It should be removed. Now, the question is there a way to identify that message that doesn't belong there and move it to the proper destination queue? Yes, and let's go to page 39. And the answer is this. Each subscription has an attribute called the destination correlation ID. It's called dest, C-O-R-L, yes. By default, the destination correlation ID is the same as the sub ID. When you define the subscription, that's when you could enter a different correlation ID. But once it's created, you cannot modify. Then you will need to destroy the subscription and then create it in case you want a specific destination correlation ID. Otherwise, the destination correlation ID is the same as the sub ID. Okay? And I wanted just to show you here in this slide that how do they correspond. For example, sub P1 has the same sub ID and desk correl ID. The other subscription number 2 is different than the subscription number 1, but the sub ID and the desk CRL are the same. Therefore, there is a summary at the bottom, the last two rows. It says the subscription 1 is associated with E3070420. And subscription 2 is associated with E7080420. They are different sub IDs, different destination CRLs. Okay, let's go to page 40. Now, based from the output of AMQSBCG, we could identify that one message has a CRL ID that ends with E3070420. Well, that's the match for this subscription 1. And the other message ends with, it has a correlation ID of E008, 0420, and it corresponds to the sub ID of the second subscription. And let's go to page 41. Okay, now we know which message is the one that doesn't fit in the queue number one, and we need to move it with queue number two. And question is, how do we move it? And the answer is, you can use the following support pack. And it has been withdrawn, but it's still available. And even though it doesn't show MQ version 8 and version 9 as supported versions, I have tested these many variations of the command with many options in both version 8 and version 9, and I didn't have any problems. However, this support pack is not maintained by the MQ support team. And if you visit the web page mentioned in this slide, it will tell you that it has been moved to GitHub, and there is a link where you can download the latest version from GitHub. But what I did was just to download the version that is from the main URL shown here that says the withdrawn support pack. Now, let's go to page 42. Once I downloaded into a directory in my Windows box, that I call it MA01Q program with spaces and so on. Now you have to go to the latest version, to the directory that has the latest version. The directory is v6.0, and then you will see that there is a bunch of directories, one for the supported platforms. In this case, I'm running it from Windows. Okay, my queue manager is in Linux. I could have downloaded the support pack to into my Linux box, but I wanted to show you, hey, how you can do it from Windows, because there is an important thing that you need to keep in mind, which is the following, that from Windows, then you need to set up the MQ server, and or you can use a CCDT, whatever is easier for me to use the MQ server. And I'm pointing to the machine, to the queue manager in Linux. Let's go to page 43. And there is a README with all the details on how you can, once you unzip the support pack, there is a README with the details and the options and so on. And what I'm telling you is a lot of explanation on the flags that I'm using here. And I'll start from the top. Why do I bother first of all with this one? This is a powerful, powerful, powerful support pack. It's very useful. It can be overwhelming in the sense of so many options, but it's very, very powerful. And I hope that you will see the benefit of using this support pack. Now let's start with the first line. I'm going to run the queue.exe, which is the name of the executable, for the queue manager QMPS. Then I have to use the minus M and the name of the queue manager. Now let me go back to the second line, using the remote network libraries. This is the part that I thought that it was important to highlight by doing the scenario of using Windows to access the Linux box, because you have to use the flag that is lowercase letter L and then MQIC. That is to use the libraries that know how to connect using TCP/IP using the network client. Now let's go to the fourth line in the slide. It says moving messages from queue, and is the flag in uppercase letter I, because that's a destructive get. Okay, you are going to move the message. If you use the minus I in lowercase, you're just going to do a copy. Okay, then if you just want to duplicate things, you can use the minus I in lowercase. But this is minus I in uppercase, which means it's a destructive get, and you are going to move the message. And that's where, from where we are going to move the message. In this case, the queue number one. And then the next line is into queue with a minus O, this lowercase letter O. And we specify which is our target queue. And the fun one, really, the powerful thing is the the next line, which says, which have the specified Corel ID, and there are three flags in a row. There is minus G for destructive get. The X is that we are going to specify in hexadecimal, and the C is the correlation ID. At the bottom of the screen, the slide, I'm showing you the complete command. And what I have done is I copy the correlation ID for the message that I want to move, and I plug it in after the minus GXC, and I put the entire string, and then just enter. And then it did its thing, and it says no more messages. If I had five messages like that, all five messages will be moved. In this case, I had only one. There was only one message to move, and it moved it. Okay? I think this is very powerful. You're not going to use this particular thing every day, but it's convenient for you to know that this Q.exe support pack has a lot of options, and it can do a lot. Let me take a little parenthesis. Every now and then I get questions from customers that they want to move messages from one queue to another, or they want to duplicate from one queue to another queue. You can use this support pack, okay? Let's go to page 44. And after running this thing, and now each one of the queues has only one message, and I look at the messages in the queue, and they have the proper correlation ID associated to the subscription ID. Let's go to page 45. Now, this is a different way to attack the issue of duplicated messages. It's a totally new scenario. And some customers said, hey, right now I have an application that puts into a queue, messages into a queue, and I have another application that reads from that queue. Okay? I do not want to modify my putting application. It's a legacy application, it's hard-coded, whatever, is always going to be using that queue. I cannot modify. Is there a way that we can trick that application or using things in the queue manager in order to have the message into another queue, but most importantly, I would like a duplicate. That is, the putting application cannot change. We'll put one message, but you want that the result is two messages. Again, the same payload, same attributes for everything except the message ID, which will be different. And there is a workaround that you can implement, and it involves a topic object, a topic alias, and durable subscriptions with provided queues. And let's go to page 46. And there is more explanation here in this slide. The important thing is there is a tech node that tells you what are the scenarios and so on. And it's a very comprehensive tech node, has the examples and what to expect and all step by step. Let's go to page 47. And this is the baseline scenario. You have the MQ client application that puts a message into a queue called destination. And the queue destination will get one message for each one MQ put from the application. Another MQ client application reads messages from the queue destination. Okay, so far so good. But now you want the modified scenario is this, that you want to have now two messages for every put. Now, it is okay for the reading application to use a different queue instead of destination. You can use maybe Q1. But you would like to have the second message into another queue called Q2, which will be handled by another application for duplicate messages, archival, backup, auditing, etc. Okay? Then in a sense, the putting application is going to continue with putting things into the queue name destination, but the reading application will need to change, okay? Let's go to page 48. Here are the things that will make it happen. This is the list of the things. First, we have to create two local queues, Q1 and Q2. Then we have to delete the destination queue because it's a local queue. And we need to replace the word destination I mean, that object for a, instead of a Q alias, unfortunately, it is the command Q alias. But really, what we want is a topic alias. And what we are saying here in the fourth line of the steps is define Q alias. The original name of destination remains the same. But what we want to do is the target will be T1, which happens with a target type, which happens to be a topic. Then in a sense, whenever the put-in application says, I want to put a message into destination, the queue manager will treat it as being, I'm going to publish a message into a topic called T1. That's what the topic alias is, okay? Totally transparent for the put-in application. That's what we wanted. What is T1, the topic? Well, we need to define an object called topic T1, the topic string. I just put it here, topic one. It doesn't matter which is the string. It just has to be unique. And then we define two subscribers that are durable, that subscribe to that topic. And they have a provided destination queues, which we just created. Okay, and let's go to page 49. And then, again, what? And now this is a detailed scenario. The MQ, after we have defined all these objects, now the MQ put application tells the queue manager, I want to open the queue destination and I want to put a message. Well, the queue manager, he says, what is destination? Oh, it is a queue alias, but it's not really a queue alias. It is a topic alias and the topic name is T1. Okay, then what is the topic T1? Oh, it is associated to a topic string of topic one. Okay, because it has the topic status, it knows that there are two subscribers. Therefore, the queue manager will generate two messages, each one with a different message ID, but everything else is the same and different correlation ID. And then the queue manager will put a copy in Q1 and another copy on Q2. Okay, then at the end, we'll have two messages generated after the put-in application just created one. I know many customers who are using this particular technique, and maybe I have to share this with customers maybe one PMR a month or so, and that's usually what I've seen in our queues. Page 50. Okay, I'm just switching gears here, and in our first presentation, we used the MQ sample called MQS sub that uses non-durable subscription. But there is another sample that we ship that is for durable subscription and is called AMQSSBX. And you can still use MQS pub because one of the nice things about PubSub is the publisher has no idea how the subscribers, if they are durable, non-durable, managed, or it doesn't care. The publisher just publishes to a topic and then the subscribers are handled by the queue manager. Page 51. Okay, what I wanted to show you is also the use of a durable subscription, and we want to pause that subscription and then resume. This is the overall scenario. We'll start the publisher and this subscription, subscription application, and the publisher, they are running now at the same time. The publisher published message number one and is immediately received by the subscriber. And the subscriber handles that message one. So far, so good. Now, we pause the subscriber. It means that only the publisher is running. And publisher is publishing message number two. But the subscriber is not running at that time. Then if we had a non-durable subscriber, if the subscriber was not running at that time, that subscriber will not get the message, okay? But we wanted to be a durable subscriber, and this is kind of proving the point that it is useful to have durable subscriber for the scenarios that we are covering. Okay, then right now we have a publisher that has published message one and message two. the subscriber is not running, but when it was running, it got message one. Therefore, we don't know yet what happened to message two. Well, the message two is actually received by the destination queue of this durable subscriber. And if we go to the MQ Explorer and so on, we'll see that the depth of that queue is one. It has message number two, but it has not been given to the subscriber application at this moment. Now, what we do is we resume this, the durable subscriber, and immediately it will get that message too that was temporarily stored in the destination queue. And then we go now to the publisher and we publish message number three, which is received immediately by the subscriber because it's active right there. Then the publisher publish three messages, and the subscriber at the end of everything receive three messages in the proper sequence. Okay, then the rest of the slides indicate step by step of that scenario. Okay, and I will not go through each one of them. In page 55, just for completeness, I'm creating another instance of this application with a different subscriber name, sub 11. Why? Because in page 56, I want to show you all the combinations of durable subscriptions. The first row, it has a non-durable subscription. Then rows number 4 and 5 contain some examples of durable subscriptions that were created. In the last column is API. They were created by this application, AMQ SBX. And there is one example for provided queue, and the other is managed. And they're almost at the bottom. These are the ones that we did with the defined subscription. There are, again, one managed and one provided. And let's go to page 57 to look at the final tally of combinations. Let's go to page 58 to show you that there was only one thing changed to the topic tree, and it was the topic number one, which was used for that the topic alias in order to have duplicate messages. And finally, let's go to page 59. We see that we have another view of the topic status, and we have all the different again, combination of durable, non-durable subscriptions. And let's go to the last page, page 60. That's the end. And thank you very much for attending this presentation. Until the next time.